This is the Quality News Network. As UN members unsuccessfully attempt to come up with a ceasefire plan, Israel and the Hezbollah have stepped up their warfare. The Lebanese prime minister is calling Israeli attacks today, which killed at least 40 in one town, a deliberate massacre. Hezbollah has responded by firing dozens of rockets into northern Israel. Israel reports it shot down a Hezbollah drone. Israeli media says it was made in Iran and carried explosives. That has not been confirmed. Today is the 26th day of fighting. 94 Israelis have been killed, including 58 soldiers, at least 600 Lebanese civilians, two dozen Lebanese soldiers, and 50 Hezbollah guerrillas have died. British Petroleum has shut down the largest oil field in the U.S. due to a leak from an Alaska corroded pipeline. The reduction in oil represents nearly 8% of the daily U.S. output. The closure could last weeks. BP is being sued by Alaska for a massive pipeline oil leak on fragile tundra earlier this year. In Iraq, 4,000 U.S. troops have been redeployed to Baghdad from elsewhere to try and secure calm there. At least 23 Iraqis, including 9 policemen, have died today in fighting. 52 were injured. 3 more U.S. soldiers died yesterday when a roadside bomb hit their patrol near Baghdad. A hearing in Baghdad today will determine whether 4 U.S. soldiers face court-martial in connection with the gang rape and murder of an Iraqi teenager in March. The intoxicated troops then allegedly murdered the girl's family, set their bodies afire, and threatened to kill any fellow soldiers who reported the incident. In Iran, officials say they plan to expand the country's uranium enrichment program, despite a call from the U.N. Security Council to immediately halt the program or face sanctions. In Connecticut, the state Supreme Court has denied a conservative group's request to intervene in a lawsuit filed by 8 gay couples. The suit challenges the constitutionality of Connecticut's marriage laws. In Sri Lanka, 16 French aid workers doing tsunami relief work have been found murdered. Their deaths, as well as those of 15 civilians, are related to battles between the rebels and the government over water supplies. The runner-up in last month's Mexican election says he will not accept the results of a partial recount as ordered by the country's highest electoral court. You're listening to the Quality News Network. Business news is next.
Divorce is never a pleasant experience, but it doesn't have to be a tragedy. If you can rein in the emotions, step back from the anger and victimhood, you can end your marriage with dignity instead of hostility. You married with the best of intentions. Now you need to untie the marital knot with the same mutual respect. Choose collaboration instead of confrontation. Stop wasting money on lawyers. Don't drag this out for 5 years. A collaborative divorce is better for the children, family, and friends. Collaboration costs a fraction of a contended divorce and can be done within weeks rather than the months or years. An award-winning documentary called Divorce Collaborative Style explains how you can end your marriage fairly and efficiently. For less than what a lawyer charges to answer one simple question, you can get all the answers from Divorce Collaborative Style. Go to collaborativedivorce.tv and order your DVD today. If it's over, end it right. collaborativedivorce.tv.
Consumer credit rose unexpectedly in June to $10.3 billion. The Federal Reserve today said credit card debt surged. 100 workers from the Sargenti Cheese Factory in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, have the single winning ticket in Saturday's multi-state Powerball lottery. The ticket is worth more than $200 million. The London Times reports Ford may sell Land Rover along with Jaguar as part of a shakeup of its British bands. Northwest Airlines has posted a second quarter loss of $285 million due largely to restructuring costs. For the second time this year, Disney World is raising its one-day admission price to $67 each. And more than 2,000 workers are striking for higher wages and better benefits at the world's largest copper mine in Chile. Light sweet crude is $76.98 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones is down 21 points. The NASDAQ is down 12 points. The S&P 500 is down 3. You can find more at Quality News Network. I'm Annabelle Lund. It's 5 minutes past the hour.
Roll up your sleeves and put on your gloves, because the work is just beginning.
Monday warrior, me's right.
That's right. It's time to turn the conversation to taking back America. From the crusaders who have drained our treasury, created needless wars, and who expect the working people to pay for their billionaires' games, it's time for the Bruce Birch Radio Program. Brought to you by the West Virginia Council of Carpenters and Millwrights. They are building the American dream each and every day. You can get in on the program by dialing in to 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. And now, your host, Bruce Birch.
All right, you're back on the Bruce Birch Radio Program for another fantastic week. I'm in a great mood. If you are listening to this show right now, chances are you're catching it for the first time through. I just wanted to say thank you, folks, for sticking with me for the last couple months. It's been fantastic. It's been a great ride. As a matter of fact, I want to say that this week begins, or it's either this week or next week, maybe it's next week, begins the second month of the this incarnation of my radio broadcasting career, excuse me. And you know, I just wanted to say I took a little bit of a vacation last week and went down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and really had a fantastic time down there. A lot of R&R, great cigars, wonderful dinners. If you ever go to Myrtle Beach, I strongly encourage you to check out a little restaurant down on the south end of King's Highway there called Angelo's. It's an Italian restaurant where they serve steak. That's right, I'm a meat eater. They serve steak with spaghetti. And when I first heard it, I thought, okay, that's weird. That's just kind of strange. But the guy who took us down there, my friend and I, he said, no, you've got to have this. You've got to try it. So I did, and I got to tell you, the opposing tastes of the spaghetti with the steak there was pretty amazing. I really enjoyed it, and of course, you know me, I went back to the condo overlooking the ocean that evening and huffed on a very fine cigar. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about how we can take back America, aren't we? But I just want to tell you that, you know, even though we talk about that every day, I had to have a little bit of a break. And since I hadn't had a vacation yet this summer, I decided to take a couple of days off and get out of town and just sort of go down and roast and swim and, you know, ride the jet ski out in the ocean, which, by the way, if you ever do that and you're not in shape, you're going to be in pain for a few days. I certainly still am in pain over that. But I do encourage you to take the time off you need. I mean, one of the things that we struggle with labor issues here in the United States and have always struggled with, I think, is the reality surrounding labor issues and vacation time and taking time off and getting paid for it. I am very fortunate that I have a job besides this one that I can take time off, and I it's vacation time, and not many Americans are left with that option anymore, and it's really sad. It's really repugnant. And I think, though, I really do believe that the American public is waking up. And there's a whole new crop of progressives, young progressives, young folks who are looking at the current Republican administration and thinking, okay, these people are not the people that speak for me. And I certainly believe that they don't speak for me or my family when they try to send all of our jobs overseas. They don't speak for me and my family when they wage preemptive warfare on a country that posed no threat to us. They don't speak for me when they use their influence and peddling power to illegally fund each other's campaigns and try to push stuff through in the Senate and in the Congress there to bolster the special interests of the corporations. You know, they don't speak for me when they go duck hunting and work out special deals while out in the duck blind. They don't speak for me when they talk about institutional racism and they claim that it's not there, and that the Voting Rights Act doesn't need to be renewed because, after all, racism is dead in America. That's a lie. And they certainly don't speak for me when they advocate and push for more killing and calling that a peaceful solution in the Middle East. That's right. I'm going to pretty much cut it and dry it today. I'm not in the mood to sit back on my laurels today and act like there's nothing going on in the wrong in the world, because there's plenty going on wrong. What we need to do, and what I'm going to do today, is try to talk about some of those things that are going wrong and what we can do to try to generate some change in those areas. Here's some hope for you. The approval rating of the king, the boy king of the king rat, the approval rating of the king rat among young adults is only 20%. The young adults in the United States of America are looking at this present administration and they're saying, this is not the kind of government that I want. This is not the kind of government that I believe should speak for me. And rightly so. These young people are going to bear the brunt of the $8 trillion deficit that is in place. They're going to bear the brunt of the reconstruction costs of Iraq and probably Iran if it is decided to invade that country. They're going to bear the costs, the terrorists' costs, of what happens as a result of American foreign policy, where we are creating terrorists faster than we can kill them. They're going to bear the brunt of the wars. They're going to be the ones who go and fight. They're going to be the ones who are drafted. They're going to be the ones who pay out of their taxes for, that's right, the billionaires' games. I say, and rightly so, that they should rise up and they should express themselves. And if the approval rate among young adults is only 20%, we got to motivate those kids. We got to get them out there. If you know of young adults who have expressed a political opinion, you let them know. Expressing that political opinion is all well and good, but unless you get off your ass and go vote, chances are that political opinion isn't going to mean a damn thing. That's right. You got to put your money where your mouth is. And that's what we try to do here on this radio program. If you want to avail yourself of the online experience today, please do. Go to headonradionetwork.com. You can go to our chat room where there's a number of people hanging out in there today. I guess they're glad we're having live radio today. I sure am glad to be back on the air. You can also go to brucebirch.com. I have a blog post up there. You can comment on that one or on the one on, at headonradionetwork.com, either way. If you'd like to email me, you can Bruce me. You can email me, bruce@brucebirch.com. And I'm getting a question in the chat room. Was that steak bisciolo, Bruce? I don't know what they called it, but it was great. It was steak with spaghetti, and finished off with a slice of New York-style cheesecake. Man, what's that amazing meal. Whoa. Oh, my God. Whoa, what an amazing meal. All right, now, before we get too far into the program, I will have on later in this show a lady named Shenna Bellows of the Maine American Civil Liberties Union to talk about, to share with us what happened today in the Public Utilities Commission hearing that is going on presently, or maybe it might have just ended there in Maine. And we'll talk about what's going on with that situation. This is related to the NSA wiretapping issue. Apparently the government is threatening to sue them if they investigate it. Dig that. I think that's what I would call, harassment, blackmail, bribery. These people and their crimes know no boundaries. They know absolutely no boundaries. I'll tell you what we'll do, though. Before we get wrapped up in the middle of all that, we'll go ahead and take a short break to let the various radio things that we need to do happen. And when we come back, We'll get into your phone calls. We'll get into some of these stories that are going on. And, again, I'm glad to be back with you. You're listening to the Bruce Burch Radio Program on the Head On Radio Network. I'll be right back.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got
to
go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. There's a place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. A place where people will give you food and shelter after a flood. There's a place where, when you need it most, someone will reach out their hand, put it across your shoulder and say, "Everything's going to be okay." That place is called America. Where we look out for each other. And it's up to us to keep it that way. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
If you or someone close to you has a hearing loss, here is some great news. Thousands of Open Caption videos are yours to borrow, and it's all free. Open Caption videos make it possible for the hearing impaired to understand television. The Caption Media Program offers classic Hollywood movies, special interest, and educational videos. Visit us online at cfv.org or call 1-800-237-6213. You can register to be a user and make your selections from our online or printed catalog. It's just that easy, and we'll even pay for the postage. Open Caption videos are perfect for the classroom, your home, or even the workplace. The nonprofit Caption Media Program is funded by the U.S. Department of Education and administered by the National Association of the Deaf. Tell a family member or a friend about the Caption Media Program today. Bookmark cfv.org for free loan Open Caption videos or call 1-800-237-6213.
That's right, the Whipping Post, Allman Brothers Band. We added that to the lineup here recently, mainly because I like the line about, sometimes I feel like I've been tied to the Whipping Post. And that's the way this administration makes us feel. If you believe in strong government, if you believe in a government that is meant to be of, by, and for the people, It is very disheartening to see a president that struts around as if this nation were his own little playground, and he's the bully. And he does stuff like tries to privatize Social Security that would enrich no one but his corporate buddies and would, in fact, cause many to go into poverty. And yes, it flopped. But don't you think that he won't try to do it again? Because he will. Because he's the boy king, and that's what the boy king does. The boy king will keep pushing things and keep pushing things and keep pushing things until he makes them happen. You know, we've heard Bush boy. We've heard him talk about, we've heard him talk about the reality surrounding his poll numbers. He says he doesn't govern by poll numbers. Well, that's pretty good, because if he did, he wouldn't do anything, because he's right now, as I said before I went to the break, right now youth are giving him a 20% approval rating. Now, that's the 20% approval rating. That's a Bloomberg LA Times poll of Americans aged 18 to 24. These are voters, possibly. They say that his approval rating was 20%. Now 53% disapproved. That's the real number. 20% approval. That 20% says, oh, yeah, I like him. Yeah, they all shoot all them old ragheads and such and send them all to their maker. Well, there's a 53% disapproving, which means that the 53%, well over half of these young people, it seem to be at least engaged enough to say, no, they do not like him. 28% no opinion. That's standard. Those are the ones watching The Real World on MTV or whatever. Now that compares to that is in comparison to a 40% approval rating among Americans of all ages in a separate poll. You know, the one thing to keep in mind here with this with these numbers is that this president has not ever governed according to poll numbers. He has not ever sought to have any kind of mandate from the populace for his policies. The only one that he really tried to push was because he realized that seniors have the ear of their congresspeople, was a Social Security initiative. And that flopped because people realized that what he was trying to do was fleece them. He was trying to create these private investment accounts using a portion of Social Security payroll taxes so that, and I'll say it, I don't know that I've ever heard anybody say this, and I'll say it, I don't know, you know, this was my theory as to why he was trying to do that. The baby boomers are retiring, and they're beginning to pull their money out of the market because they need that money to live on. Now, as these numbers of baby boomers grow, the numbers that are retiring grow, and they're pulling money out of the market, something has to replace that. Some money has to replace that. What better time to push privatization of Social Security? Have some of that money diverted into the market? There's no change in the market. Now, that's a theory. I could be very well wrong with that. However, it seems to make sense to me. Because about the same time that he began to push this was about the same time that the numbers of baby boomers retiring began. Now, he has the support apparently in October 2003, 40% of college students supported either sending more troops to Iraq or keeping the number of troops the same. Okay? By March 2006, that number had fallen 14 points to 26% supported those measures. And in the 2003 poll, the surveys also showed an erosion of Republican support among college students. 31% identified themselves as Republicans and 27% as Democrats. By 2006, those numbers had flipped. 32% of college students said they were Democrats and 24% Republicans. The Democratic Party, for its part, has really done nothing to warrant this change in party status, aside from not screw up too badly. However, there is a definite message that's being pushed out there right now by the Democratic Party, and I can dig that up throughout the program. We'll talk about that some, but it is really amazing to me that maybe this is the beginning of a groundswell of a new liberalism in the United States of America. Progressivism. That's what I'd like to see. Liberalism, it's fine, but I'd like to see progressivism, because the progressives in this nation have always been the ones who pushed for and got the majority of changes in this country. Do you enjoy having a vacation? Thank a Democrat. Do you enjoy having a 40-hour work week? Thank a Democrat. Do you enjoy having national parks? Thank a Democrat. Do you enjoy having Social Security? Thank a Democrat. Not that I'm favoring one. Yes, I am. Absolutely. All right. It's about 26 minutes past the hour. Now, you know, when we're talking about these issues, though, and we're talking about some of these numbers, it's always good to keep in mind that the youth are the ones who have the hardest time voting. Okay? They're the ones that it's hardest to motivate them to get out from behind the MTV and the PlayStation or whatever it is that they've got now, Xbox, and get them to the polls so that their opinions are cast in stone by the poll of the, well, I guess by the entering of the Diebold voting machine. Oh, I'm getting into an entirely different issue right now. So, you know, as I said before, if you really want to make an impact, get these folks out. If you hear of a young person who is espousing political ideals, encourage them to create a voter drive, because we got to get these folks out to vote this fall, this November, to change the tide in the Congress and in the Senate. We need to change the tide. We're going to take a quick break. Your phone calls are welcome. 1-877-443-2366 is the number. You can also email me, bruce@brucebirch.com. And right after this, I'll be right back.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can now grab as a podcast or download off our website at progressive.org. I'm for anything that'll stop the bloodshed in Lebanon and in Israel. But the ceasefire resolution that Condoleezza Rice has cooked up is hopelessly slanted and woefully, unforgivably tardy. Every death in Lebanon and in Israel over the last 2 weeks should weigh on the conscience of Condoleezza Rice and George Bush, because they could have halted this madness by calling for an immediate, unconditional ceasefire back then. Even now, the ceasefire they're proposing is not unconditional. Well, it's partially unconditional. Hezbollah must stop all attacks, but Israel must stop only offensive military operations. Those are undefined, and Israel is thereby invited to engage in military operations it claims are defensive. nor is Israel required to withdraw any of its 10,000 invading troops from Lebanon. So I doubt this ceasefire will do any good in the long term. But in the short term, if it stops even one innocent life from being killed on either side, it's a plus. And then, in the medium term, we can at least hope that cooler heads will prevail in Israel and in Washington, because the hotheads sure have made a mess of things. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
This is the story about a group of kids who volunteered.
We fixed stuff. Did some art projects with the kids.
Cleaned up the park.
We worked in the woods.
I just wanted to do something.
We fixed up this house.
Did something for the planet.
Hey, that was all I needed. And you know what? It was great.
It was a blast.
At first, they didn't know each other.
I didn't know anyone.
Well, that didn't last long.
This guy is really funny.
Me?
These are my new friends. These are really good new friends.
Are you into it?
Are You Into It is a volunteer program for kids like you who care. If you want to make a difference in your community and make friends, call 4-H toll-free at 1-888-77-YOUTH or check out our website at www.areyouintoit.com.
This definitely made a difference.
I feel like I can do everything now.
A public service message brought to you by 4-H, the Cooperative Extension System, and the Ad Council.
I can feel no sense of measure, no illusions as we take refuge in young man's pleasure, breaking down the dreams we make.
You're back on the Bruce Birch radio program. It's about 32 minutes past the hour here on the Head On Radio Network. I would strongly recommend that you, not even strongly. I think if you listen to this radio program and you enjoy this show, you will also enjoy all the other radio programs here on the Head On Radio Network. One in particular is a brand new one, and if you haven't caught his show, you've got to catch it. And if you haven't listened, you got to go get the archive. Dr. Bill O'Brien. Dr. Bill O'Brien, who is basically the front page of the Horn, has a show on 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Daylight. I can never get that straight as to where we are. But he's on 12 to 2 Eastern. How about that? Very learned individual. He is a college professor. I believe he's just retired from being a college professor. I had the opportunity to do a show with him in Beckley, West Virginia, back in, I want to say May, April or May. But it was a really great experience to pick his brain. He is a historian of grand proportions, and I do strongly encourage you to check out his radio show, 12 to 2 every day, followed by, of course, Mark Levine, Guy James, myself, and then our rantalicious anchor of the Head On Radio Network, Bob Kincaid. So do that. Now, check out all of our shows, but if you like this show, I think you probably will like Dr. Bill O'Brien's. Let's go over to the free speech phone lines. Our good friend Jim is with us. Jim, how are you doing today, my friend?
Reasonably well. How are you?
I'm very relaxed and ready to face the world for another week.
And how was your holiday at the seashore?
The holiday at the seashore was very relaxing. I stayed up on the northern end of Myrtle Beach at a condo up there and overlooking the ocean. It was really quite amazing and had some wonderful food and beach time and some fine cigars. It was actually a really, really relaxing weekend, exactly what the doctor ordered.
Very good. It's a pity you didn't go to that Swedish restaurant. They have a wonderful kerfuffelgång in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A wonderful what? Kerfuffelgång?
Kerfuffelgång.
Okay.
Kerfuffelgång. It's sort of like a Wiedenfrugen.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you cleared that up.
I'm just pulling your leg there. Anyway, your comments about Dr. O'Brien's show, and that Dr. Bill has a great show, and he certainly has a fantastic mind. He does.
And, he truly does. I feel honored that he is actually a part of the network now. So it's kind of cool to know that we are that our front page the first show on the network is probably I don't want to call anyone else non-intelligent at all, but that he is he's a plethora of information.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a worthy asset. You know, you were talking about restaurants a few minutes ago, and I was thinking about one restaurant that I ate a long time ago, and it was called the Windows of the World. It was on top of, I think, Tower 2 of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I kept thinking about the Windows of the World, and I was thinking, you know, does that mean something else to me? And I found this, and I want to read it to you. It's called the Windows of the World, if you don't mind.
Okay. Have at.
The windows of the world are covered with rain. Where is the sunshine we once knew? Everybody knows when little children play, they need a sunny day to grow straight and tall. Let the sun shine through. The windows of the world are covered with rain. When will those black skies turn to blue? Everybody knows when boys grow into men, they start to wonder when their country will call. Let the sun shine through. The windows of the world are covered with rain. What is the whole world coming to? Everybody knows when men cannot be friends, the quarrel often ends when some have to die. Let the sun shine through. The windows of the world are covered with rain. There must be something we can do. Everybody knows whenever rain appears, it's really angels' tears. How long must they cry? Let the sun shine through.
Who is that by?
Burt Bacharach.
Burt Bacharach, okay.
Sung by Dionne Warwick. And I remember that song from the early 70s. And I thought it poignant and somewhat relevant to the situation in which we find ourselves today.
I agree. But on the same token, I think there is a great, I think I heard that in what you read, that there's hope.
Well, let's hope so.
And that hope is going to come from our younger people, who hopefully will see our mistakes and not make them, at least for a generation or better.
Well, one can fool some of the people some of the time, but one cannot fool all the people all the time. And the younger generation today is—I don't think they are inclined to suffer fools gladly. And that's what I think George Bush and his friends are. They're just fools, and they're not even well-meaning fools. They're ill-meaning fools who wish to destroy every social program that was created by Franklin D. Roosevelt on forward. I mean, they want to take things back, as I said before, back to the era of the robber barons. And that's what their intentions are. And I certainly
totally
hope that they never had that opportunity to even be moderately successful. God knows they certainly tried.
Well, you know, and they have, well, you know, they have their corporate cronies, the Walmarts, you know, somebody was saying, I was in the chat room there at headonradionetwork.com last night, right before Peter Werby did his show, and they were talking, now if you've never heard Peter, I encourage you to listen to him too, Jim. I'll give you some contact information for him later. But,
okay.
He's not affiliated with any other network. He does a show out of Detroit. It's just on a local radio station there. But they were talking about last night how Sam Walton would roll in his grave if he knew how his children were treating his employees. You know, and looking back at his company in the early days, he did treat his employees pretty well. You know, now they will close a store and move out of a country to avoid being unionized. It blows my mind. And they've got so many stores around the world that they can do that. They got the power of the purse.
Yeah, they've left Germany, and I understand they're opening stores in, where, China?
Yeah, they're opening stores in China. Interestingly enough, though, the Chinese government is going to require that they allow unionization, but it's not the kind of unionization that you and I are used to here in the United States. It's going to be a different kind of unionization, which basically gives the Communist Party some control over the workers who are working for the Walmart manufacturing facilities.
Well, I believe that just about everything you pick up in Walmart probably is made there, isn't it?
I would venture to guess that damn near 95% of it is. I was down at the beach, right? And there was a huge Walmart super center down there, right? Believe this, right on the edge of the property that the Reverend Sun Young Moon owns. I thought that was interesting.
Oh my goodness, that idiot who runs the Washington Times.
Yes, the same that the one and the same. The Walmart super center, which was brand new, probably 6 months old, was built right abutting his property, their property right there in North Myrtle Beach. It's right up by a Barefoot Landing up in that area. And I couldn't help but, posit the idea out loud to my friend. I said, I wonder, he was telling me, it's all owned by the Moonies back in there. And he said, they used to own all of this. And, wow, there's a huge Walmart there that was apparently carved out of the wilderness. So, one can't hope or hope. One can't help but think that there might have been some sort of dealings between Walmart and Moon. Who knows?
Well, collusion, yeah. And you pointed out, I think, before you went on holiday that there were more Walmart employees than there are men in uniform in the United States Army. Is that not so?
That is 1.3 million employees of Walmart.
That is absolutely mind-blowing.
It is. But I said that to say this. Instead of going to the super center where I knew I could probably find whatever I wanted, right, of cheap plastic crap, I went over to the Kmart instead. And why? Well, because Kmart does allow unionization of their employees. At least Kmart does donate a lot of their money to the political parties on the left. So I felt a little bit better about going over there and having a little bit less selection, perhaps, but that my money was going to someone, even though it's a corporation, at least going to a somewhat more responsible corporation than Walmart,
Hear, hear, my friend. You're certainly right there. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good to be back. It's a great weekend, visited a lot of neat shops down there and hung out on the beach and hit on, rode around on a jet ski, Jim, and which caused me to have to rest repeatedly Friday.
You were on a jet ski in the ocean?
In the ocean, yes.
Well,
riding some of the 4-foot waves out there. That was a trip. But anyway, it's good to hear from you.
Very good. Well, listen, I'm glad you're back and enjoyed your holiday, and have at them, okay?
I certainly will, my friend, as I normally do every day at this time. So good to hear from you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Bruce. Out here. Bye-bye.
Thanks. And I think what we're going to do is take a quick break, and we'll go back to the phones after the break. Hang on. We'll get to you. I'm not going to leave you hanging. We'll take a quick one. This is Bruce Birch for the Bruce Birch Radio Program right here on the Head On Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house. With a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Are you still looking for weapons of mass destruction? Concerned about the future of the Supreme Court? You want to know how government bureaucrats are changing Social Security, overtime pay, or the environment? Maybe you just want to know if the president's lying to you, or when our troops in Iraq can finally come home. I'm Mark Levine. I've got the inside scoop. When you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway, you need a Beltway insider. Someone who's worked in the government and still has sources willing to give you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. So for lively debate, reasoned opinion, detailed analysis of history and policy, or just a point of view you don't hear expressed in the mainstream media, tune in to the Inside Scoop. Feel free to call in too. Agree or disagree. All opinions are welcome. It just might make you think. That's the Inside Scoop, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Listen, man, adding fractions is no big deal.
Nah?
Nah. You just got to find what they call the common denominator. Let me show you.
All right.
Now, see these bottom numbers?
Yeah.
These are the denominators. That one's a 4 and that one's an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You just double both of these numbers, so that becomes an 8, too. Then you add them up.
Man, you sure make this easy.
Charles Bennett always dreamed that after college he'd return to the old neighborhood as a teacher. But without the money for tuition, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Oh, sure.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. Call 1-800-332-UNCF. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Some dreams are universal. Dreams that inspire us. Multiple sclerosis is a devastating disease that changes lives forever. The National MS Society does more for people with MS than any organization in the world. But we can't do it alone. To get involved, visit us online at nationalmssociety.org. Or call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. This is why we're here. Because nobody dreams of having multiple sclerosis.
All right, you're back on the Bruce Birch radio program, Radio for a Freer and More Progressive America. Let's go right back, or left back, to the phone lines. Our good friend David is joining us. David, how are you doing, man?
Good evening, Bruce.
Top of the day to you, sir.
Yes. Well, the thing I want to talk about is probably what nobody's talking about on the left, and I don't understand it, and I think it should be addressed at least. I didn't even see it on Media Matters, and it kind of puzzled me. It's this Reuters thing.
Okay.
Of the doctoring of the photos.
Enlighten me, and I'll go look for it.
Oh, well, what's happened is the same guy who did the Dan Rather gate, or helped bring back that story, brought up a scathing, or is attempting to bring a scandal on Reuters for photoshopping. This is a serious crime now, for photoshopping war photos. Using cloning tactics, photoshopping, framing, lighting, shading, smoke, just everything you can imagine just to get the right picture. Now, the scary thing about this is, or rather not the scary thing, but the thing that is relevant about this guy has been on since 1993, off and on, and he's taken over 950 photos. I don't understand why Media Matters isn't covering it. Actually, I do understand, but I think it's kind of petty to not at least cover it and go through a point-by-point basis. It actually makes people look scared to touch it, in a way.
Well, didn't the Bush administration get caught out doing the same thing with having troops in a picture?
That's right, they did. And what I'm saying is that I want the I want a fair and balanced look, not plugging anything from Fox, because it's not fair and balanced. But I want a fair and balanced look at the war, right? And I don't want photos where things are doctored or photoshopped, because it's going to be used against any time we try to explain the problems of war. They're going to say, oh, but that's photoshopped. Oh, those babies aren't dying. And after a while, we're not going to be able to have that argument. Or they'll just say it's staged. Kind of like Wag the Dog. Remember that movie?
Oh, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So my question to you, Bruce, is when or how or better yet, why is the left, are progressives not even touching on it? When I see a site like Media Matters, Bruce, I think, okay, if Media Matters, then why aren't you talking about Reuters and explaining if this is a hoax, a fraud, and just not even covering it? It doesn't make any sense. And Bruce, they fired the photographer because he admitted to they admitted that the photos were doctored.
So I guess what I'm trying to figure out here is, what was the motivation for them doctoring the photos?
This is when we get into the games of, like, how the scandal with the memo game?
Yeah.
CVS, I'm sure you remember that.
Oh, yes.
This is going to be saying, well, Reuters has an agenda. And if we don't talk about it, see, Bruce, this is another thing I don't understand. If we don't talk about it, it's going to even look more and more like an agenda. And that's why that's why it disappointed me when I was looking at Media Matters and I was saying, if media matters, why aren't you talking about this photographer and his history and his past and everything that he did? I mean, if he's a leftist, or whatever his political point of view, you should be talking about it. That's my main point.
Sure, sure. David, can you do me a favor and email me a link to this story so that I can put a link on my blog there and folks can go check it out?
No problem. And one thing that's important for people to realize is the guy didn't just do light and shading. Okay, he cloned actual cities inside. So the cities would look like they were crowded, like they were cropped and they had lots of people in the area. But what he did was he used a cloning tactic on Photoshop, and you can see the marks of where they are. I mean, it's just so bad. I mean, I remember
some photographers, and I'm not sure which news organization they were aligned with, or he or whoever it was that did this.
Right.
Was they actually used a scene from I think it was Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And called it I think it was Fox actually, and called it downtown Baghdad or something. It was amazing to see this, but they. You know, they had actually found the same photograph on the same street and showed you the street signs and everything and said, this is where this actually came from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they were lying about even where, and I think it was Fox. I could be wrong, but I think it was Fox.
Oh, I'm sure.
And nothing was ever heard of that. I guess my point is that, you know, left or right doesn't seem to matter in the news anymore, but what does seem to matter is what's going to make money and what's going to sell newspapers.
That's right.
So there seems to be this overriding financial agenda beyond direct newspaper reporting. And I think that if they can dress up pictures to make them look, you know, larger than life, again, they're trying to sell newspapers to a crowd that will goes to the movies for the special effects rather than the actual content of the film.
Right. They want the Jerry Bruckheimer screenshots.
Exactly.
But and you know, it goes to a bigger issue of, like, what is it that is the left should be a watchdog, and I hope they are just like the right was with Reuters, and basically look for war photos in the same kind of magnitude that they are. I mean, they didn't take a second for these people on Little Green Football or whatever site it came from. I think it came from that site. And it just didn't take a second until they started going through the photos and going, oh, wait a minute, this is using looping. Oh, wait a minute, this guy right here, he added more. He actually added, like, missile trails in one shot. This to me is, like, heinous. He added missile trails to something where really it was the flares from the plane. I understand the guy is trying to win the perception of a war, but that's not how you do it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, David. Go ahead.
Even if he's right, I mean, it got to the point where I don't know if you know this, but they pulled all 950 photos from the wire, all of them that he's done since he's been there, because that's how suspicious they are of this guy now.
Well, they need to.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally am one for the news being the news. If you are going to be a news organization, and you're going to report the news, then what you need to do is give me news and give me straight up factual news, not written with inflections or tones to sway me to one side or the other.
Right.
You know, like the Israeli kidnapping of soldiers. Well, they were captured. They weren't kidnapped. You know, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you know, but that very word kidnapping is intended to elicit a certain response.
Do you think sites like Media Matters and Think Progress and all of these sites and even Daily Coast, they should at least cover these accusations that are going along with this photographer? Because I haven't seen anything on it.
I think absolutely they do need to do that. The reason why I say that is because if we are going to take the principled approach on the left,
right,
that then we have to, you know, we've got to put our money where our mouth is.
I mean, the irony of going to Media Matters and not seeing it and not seeing anybody address it, obviously media doesn't matter when it's Reuters or something. I don't get it.
Well, you know, and again, to be point blank honest with you, Media Matters is very leftist.
Oh, well, I understand that. I understand it's a game and it's a business, and I understand the strategy and all that. But it makes people, you know what it does? I mean, I think the left has it all wrong, frankly. I think it makes you look good if you question your side just as hard as you question on the right.
I agree. We have to, because if we're not doing that, we end up with organizations like the DLC.
And I'll tell you what's going to happen. Every time we see a war photo from any newswire, it doesn't matter. Now, in AP, if this story gets out, like, rather, and it could, because they're pushing it awful hard, Bruce, right now, everyone in the AP wire is going to go, oh, that's just another doctored, airbrushed photo. That's not a dead baby.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, you know, if the credibility, well, I think they're taking, you know, if you said that they pulled all the photos, they're taking steps on their own to address the credibility issue.
Right.
And I think that is fantastic, you know, on their part. I think that on our part, yeah, we should be covering it, and I'll take a look. You know, send me a link, and I'll take a look at it, and maybe I'll try to see if I can get somebody on to talk about it.
I'll send you a Ynet link to it and the Little Green Footballs link, because they have all the photos and everything.
Okay.
Even though we know how manipulative, and I know what Little Green Footballs is trying to do. I've got them figured out 10 steps ahead. They're trying to make this into another rather kit. You can already tell.
Sure. Of course. Well, you know, and that's what the right does. And, you know, again, it's not about the content of the message. It's about attacking the messenger, right?
And also, it's because the sensationalism that the right needs is so, that they need is so extreme now that they have to ratchet everything and ignite everything so high to get people to go to their blogs and their sites and to for the sponsors to remain interesting. That's the game we're playing now, Bruce.
I totally agree. David, I appreciate the call.
No problem, Bruce.
And give me that link, and I'll dig up some stuff. Maybe we'll talk about that sometime tomorrow.
All right, later.
All right, man. Have a great day. That's our good friend David from Maine, who is bringing a situation to our attention that we probably need to take a look at. You know, if we on the left are presenting what is supposed to be factual photos, and actually I shouldn't even say we on the left. That's Reuters. That's a news organization. And how is it going to be presented if they are doctoring photos? Is their credibility shot? Yeah, I dare say that it would be. And guess who would be leading the charge? The Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and all the other hate mongers. Those will be the ones who will be leading the charge against this. We're right up at the top of the hour. If you want to get in on the show after the news, please do so. 1-877-443-2366. A little bit later, I'll have the executive director of the Maine ACLU, Shenna Bellows, will be on to talk about the NSA wiretapping issue that's playing out up there. And this is Bruce Birch for the Head On Radio Network. I'll be right back.
This is the Quality News Network. British Petroleum has shut down the largest oil field in the U.S. due to a leak from an Alaska corroded pipeline. The reduction in oil represents nearly 8% of the daily U.S. output. The closure could last weeks. BP is already facing lawsuits and criminal charges for a massive pipeline oil leak on fragile Tundra earlier this year. The oil company posted a $7.3 billion net profit for the 3 months ending June 30th. In Washington, the Energy Department has agreed to provide Gulf Coast refineries with oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to make up for the Alaska disruption. Alaska oil is sent to West Coast and foreign refineries. As UN members unsuccessfully attempt to come up with a ceasefire plan, Israel and the Hezbollah have stepped up their warfare. Israel reports it shot down a Hezbollah drone today. Israeli media says it was made in Iran and carried explosives. That has not been confirmed. Today is the 26th day of fighting. 94 Israelis have been killed, including 58 soldiers. At least 600 Lebanese civilians, two dozen Lebanese soldiers, and 50 Hezbollah guerrillas have died. In Iraq, 4,000 U.S. troops have been redeployed to Baghdad from elsewhere to try and secure calm there. At least 23 Iraqis, including 9 police, have died today in fighting. 52 were injured. 3 more U.S. soldiers died yesterday when a roadside bomb hit their patrol near Baghdad. A hearing in Baghdad today will determine whether 4 U.S. soldiers face court-martial in connection with the gang rape and murder of an Iraqi teenager in March. The intoxicated troops then allegedly murdered the girl's family, set their bodies afire, and threatened to kill any fellow soldiers who reported the incident. In North Carolina, a CIA contractor went on trial today for beating an Afghan prisoner who died shortly thereafter. He's the first civilian to be charged with such abuse. Defense attorneys say the act was legal and necessary. Government prosecutors are trying to prevent CIA employees from being called as witnesses. In Afghanistan, British forces have reclaimed a southern town from Taliban guerrillas after a 10-hour battle involving 500 troops airlifted to the area. It was one of the biggest operations of NATO's new mission there. You're listening to the Quality News Network. Business news is next.
In addition to producing and distributing the finest hourly newscasts in the country, the Quality News Network conducts interviews with 2006 candidates. We afford congressional and gubernatorial challengers of every political stripe the opportunity to illuminate their views and to demonstrate their character in a 20-minute network-quality interview. We perform this public service to enable voters to get a better listen to the people they might consider electing to high office. Because as Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. If you want to know more about who is running in the November elections, go to qualitynewsnetwork.com and click on 2006 candidates. If we are to get America back on track, we need to elect people who can lead us in the right direction. Now, back to the news.
Consumer credit rose unexpectedly in June to $10.3 billion. The Federal Reserve today said credit card debt has surged. 100 workers from the Sargenti Cheese Factory in Wisconsin have the single winning ticket in Saturday's multi-state Powerball lottery. The ticket is worth more than $200 million. Capital & Counties, a subsidiary of Liberty International, has purchased London's famous Covent Garden for more than $802 million. The 7-acre site in central London was put up for sale earlier this year. The London Times reports Ford may sell Land Rover along with Jaguar as part of a shakeup of its British brands. And more than 2,000 workers are striking for higher wages and better benefits at the world's largest copper mine in Chile. Google has struck a deal with Viacom, allowing website owners to put video clips from MTV on their pages. The partnership will expand video through Google's advertising network to a variety of sites. Martha Stewart has agreed to pay a $195,000 fine to settle inside trading charges with the SEC. Light sweet crude traded today at $77.13 a barrel, and at the close of Wall Street, the Dow Jones dropped 21 points at 11,219, NASDAQ down 13 at 2072, S&P 500 down 4 at 1275. More at thequalitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
It's time for another hour of conversation radio on the Head On Radio Network. Where the callers are the experts. You're back with the Bruce Birch Radio Program. With your host, Bruce.
All right, you're back on the Bruce Birch Radio Program. If you want to get in on the show today, you can dial 1-877-443-2366. That's 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. That'll get you into the studios of the Head On Radio Network, where our good friend and able producer Zach will field the call and route you to me. Okay? Conversation radio, that's what it's all about. That's what we're trying to make it all about. But, you know, got to have two people to make a conversation, right? Right. You can email me also. You can send an email to bruce@brucebirch.com, and, you know, whatever you got on your mind, shoot it to me, even if it's hate mail. You might not get the response you want, but I'll accept it and read it. I do read all of my email, regardless of what the content is, especially if it says spam in front of it. I read all of those. No, but seriously, I do read all my emails, so do send me an email if you're so inclined. Was talking about that was an interesting story that David brought up. And the story being that Reuters had a photographer that was doctoring photos. And, you know, that in and of itself is just repugnant that they would do that, you know. And then rightly so, they fired the photographer. They've pulled all the photos. What more could anyone want for a reputable news organization to react in a certain way to make sure that that their news is actually a reputable thing? I think that that's probably the limit of what they could do. He seemed to be a little upset that the left isn't addressing it. I'll have to look at it and look into it. But we'll talk about that some tomorrow. Also wanted to give you a heads up. If you haven't been to the Head On Radio Network chat room, I do strongly encourage you to go there into our chat room. You can go to headonradionetwork.com, click on the chat live link, and it'll shoot you right into our chat room or something, I guess it is. That'll shoot you right into the chat room where you can hang out with some of the smartest minds on, you know, anywhere in the world. They're right there. They're talking about making their own sausages or something. I don't And credit card stuff as well. So, you know, talking about various different things. Now, I wanted to bring this story to your attention because it was actually, I was going to deal with this earlier, and I'm glad I didn't, because about 40 minutes ago, while I was on the air, Antonin Scalia, the Supreme Court Justice, actually, I think, probably did the only good thing that he's done in the last 20 years. Now, since he's been on the bench, he rejected a request by Texas Republicans to block an appeals court ruling that says that House Majority Leader Tom DeLay's name must appear on the November ballot. Now, House Majority Leader, former, I should say, Tom DeLay, the convicted Tom DeLay, the indicted Tom DeLay. Democrats have been suing to keep his name on the ballot there in Texas because he withdrew after the state primary. He won the March primary before resigning June the 9th from Congress. Texas Republican Party Chairwoman Tina Butkiser, Benkiser, requested the delay of the appeals court ruling until Republicans can formally ask the Supreme Court to review the case. The case was routed to Scalia, who handles the appeals from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and he rejected it. Now, she can file the request with another justice, but being that Scalia is the most conservative one on the court at this point, they're not going to hear it. Chris Feldman, attorney for the Texas Democrats, said, "White response, we were very pleased with the court's decision to deny the stay forward the general election and put this matter behind us. Election laws allow political parties to replace candidates as their nominee with someone who would be eligible to serve if elected. He is awaiting trial in Texas state court, alleging that illegal corporate cash helped pay for legislation in 2002. The Republicans want to pick another November, but it's very rapidly looking like they're not going to be able to do that. It's very rapidly looking. The chances are they're not going to be able to do that. Now, apparently, this afternoon on the news, that Representative Bob is not seeking re-election. That Bob Ney of Ohio is not seeking re-election this fall. Sony's, I think they call this. They're purging themselves out of Congress, and at lobbying jobs. Probably, more than likely, so that they can continue decadent lifestyles. Can't help it, but think that is, you know, that's just, I many of these lawmakers will, you know, they'll get out of Congress and they'll go into to writing the legislation that the Congress actually votes on. Okay. Now, afternoon, the United States is looking into the possibility they're threatening to sue if Maine regulators decide to investigate whether Verizon Communications turned over customer information to the National Security Agency. Maine have asked the state's Public Utilities Commission to investigate whether the telecom giant violated privacy laws by surveillance program. Today they're expected to decide probe. And according to the email afternoon from the head of the Maine Liberties Union, that they've given a 2-week extension, I guess is the best way to put it. And I'm hoping this is about it. She's Verizon 2 more weeks to deal with that. Hopefully we'll have her on and we'll talk to her about this. Now, you know, one of my pet issues, and I know that my radio program, you know this for sure, that surveillance on citizens of the United States, either by the NSA or by the local police, keeping dossiers on protesters, keeping dossiers on people who have activity that is entirely protected under the United States, is a huge issue. To me, it's my very firm belief that if you have that taking to the streets should be a right reserved by the people for, you know, at all times. People ever use it, mind you. Now, I know a few people who have, included, who have, walked in demonstration, including this current nation. But you know, when it comes down to spying, when it comes down to calls, reading your emails, routing your web traffic through a giant computer in San Francisco that T has been doing, when it comes down to you and I should have a reasonable expectation of privacy. A reasonable expectation of privacy. If I am sitting in my own home and I'm sending an email to that email in his own home, doesn't that communication end? Doesn't it begin and end in a private area? And if it does have privacy in that communication, that it shouldn't be snooped in on by the United States government? I think so. I know so. I believe that very firmly. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and then we come back with more of this little privacy and this little tapping issue. You're listening to the Bruce Burch Radio Program right here on the Head On Radio after this break.
Everywhere is freaks and dykes and fairies. Tell me where is Santa. Tax the rich, feed the poor. Don't err on old rich no more.
Native American culture has helped shape the structure of the U.S. government to the foods we eat at the dinner table. But where Indians lack presence are newsrooms. I'm Brian Bull of Idaho and a member of the Native American Journalists Association. Please, you can join. We need people familiar with Native culture to tell our story straight against stereotypes and misperceptions. Not storytellers.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black. And if you're like me, that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.org. That's populationaction.org.
Employers honor their most cherished workers is by allowing them the pleasure of meeting a quota. Management is so smart and in touch. The quota is always easily met. Selling 80 sets of encyclopedias, the worker loves his quota because he knows it's merely a constantly looming over his head that'll determine if he's still employed or living in a cardboard box next month. When you expect to be given a huge bonus, your boss would not just use quota in a devilish game of how much work can we pile on Sheldon before he starts babbling and stains his chair again. And easily obtainable for meeting your quota.
I've seen you in the streets and at your political conventions. Keep talking of your nation and other things too terrible to mention. And you proclaim your Christianity, you proclaim your love of God. You talk of apple pie and mine. I want an answer, tell me, who would Jesus? Maybe Jesus would bomb the Syrians.
All right, you're back on the Bruce Burch Radio Program, where we try to take a look at the possibility of truth. You know, we try to bring some truth back to the lies and the debauchery of the Republican administration. That is, that will tell you this, that I believe that government works best when it has a check and balance. The government works best when there is a gather to come up with a compromise with you know, when they're looking at the laws or looking at writing laws. Well, they have to. The problem with the current government, the current Bush administration Supreme Court, is that they're all operating from the same political playbook. They're all operating from the same political time. And because of that, we've ended up, say, wiretapping situation where, you know, that doesn't, you know, set that the administration is doing this wiretapping, but because he's told to knuckle under. The Maine Civil Liberties Union is working right now to deal with a complaint filed by 22 Verizon that is asking the State Public Utilities Commission to investigate what's been going on up there in Maine. And it is, and threatened them with a lawsuit. Since when step into a situation like this to tell us with a possible lawsuit? You know, I mean, it's like saying if you don't deal with us, if you don't now get back in line, Maine. You better start behaving, because what's going to happen? Bring an army of lawyers, Maine. And when we bring that army of lawyers, Maine, well, we'll show you what real lawyering is all about. You know, kind of like Andy Griffith's side life. But that's what it boils down to right now. That was the president's personal lawyer. We have an attorney general right now that advocates and kidnapping and rendition and all these other women is involved in. What makes you think that these people are for the Constitution or for what's right? They're not going. If they do that, they won't get their way. If they stand up for what's right, they stand up for what's in the Constitution, if they stand up for the American, as we've come to understand it and know it over the last 200 years, then all of this stuff has to go away. Now, national security, and that it's a secret. This is the worst-kept secret I have ever seen in the entire history. Everybody knows about it. Everybody knows that the NSA has wired a secret. It's not a secret. Against this, or to try to fight it on the basis of national security, what they're scared of is that we're going to find out that they were tapping political campaigns. We're going to, if they were tapping private citizens for no reason at all whatsoever, because cracks on the phone or someone on the phone. That's what we're going to find. Did indeed was an egregious, a huge, egregious violation of our civil rights as people, as citizens. And we may very well find out that they've been tapping political campaigns, such as John Kerry's. And what is so amazing about all this is that not only, but they turned around and put the guy in charge of the CIA who was running the program in the NSA, Michael Hayden. The chief spook was the guy who was... Can you say, ah! Well, I can. That's my job on the air, too, right there, because it is amazing to me. You know, when I was talking about the check and balance and talking about the Republicans running this government, this is what they're doing. They're people in power who have no regard at all for regard for is power and how to keep power. News reports have been out regarding this for months, and the feds are now considering commission. In the interests of you want to create some real national security? How about create a national health plan? You want to create some national security? How about not try to bomb every freaking country? You want to create some real national security? Crisis. I mean, it's like, I mean, I am not a nation, nor am I a political analyst, although I play one on the radio. But it seems to make sense to me that to create friends, be friendly. If you want to create enemies, something else. If you want to be, if you want to highly around the world and be the shining city upon the hill, that, then you have to take the high road and take the principled approach. And that is what this government is doing right now. It's taking the low road, traveled, not the road less traveled. It's taking the road, backroom deals and black ops and wiretapping of American citizens. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and then when we come back, goes on to talk about this situation in Maine. If not, then we'll take some. I'm up for it. You listen to the Bruce Birch Radio Program right here on the Head On Radio Network. I'll be right back. Did you hear?
on the radio. How to read your writings on the wall. Your dead voice inside you say, I've heard it all before. It's like deja vu.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive View, which you can now grab as a podcast or download off our website at progressive.org. It's all over but the killing. I'm talking about our leading military commanders are saying that the odds of a civil war pull the plug. Let's get our troops out of there before more of them die. A needless death for George Bush's fantasy or for Dick Cheney's profit and incompetence. But that's not what's going on. The plans for reducing U.S. In fact, Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld are pouring more U.S. soldiers, 7,000 more, right into the heart of darkness. Dead. Even leading liberal defenders of the Iraq War have now seen the line of the New York Times just threw in the towel today. John Kerry, how many more troops need to die for a mistake is just as relevant today about Iraq. How many more, George? How more? This week in my local paper, I read about a National Guard who had served in Iraq for 17 and a half months, weeks. On Tuesday, he was killed by an IED. George, no more. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
Homeland Security advisories are at the highest levels paired. Develop a family disaster plan and discuss it with your family, each other, and identify meeting places if you're separated. Designate a neighborhood to contact if you can't return to your home. Go to .org for more information. This message has been brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Back on the Bruce Burr for a freer America, more progressive America. And on is Shenna Bellows, and she is the executive director and is a former national field organizer for the American Civil Liberties Union's Washington, D.C. legislative office. And glad to have you on the program, Shenna. How are you doing this afternoon?
Sam, I'm disappointed. I just got back from Washington here in Maine, discussed whether or not they would open an investigation into Verizon. Possible cooperation in this National Security Agency surveillance program.
I know that they were supposed to make to do that. What did transpire in that meeting today?
Did not close the case. They didn't decline to investigate them at weeks. Basically, they're asking Verizon to sign under oath affidavits affirm not turn over Maynard's customer call records to the NSA without a warrant. Step in the right direction.
Okay. Now, Commission, once they've obtained these affidavits, or if they're able to obtain them, will they then do an investigation to see that indeed what Verizon is saying is true?
That remains. We'll be monitoring closely. We're hoping that the state public step in will open a comprehensive and thorough investigation. Because on this issue, if the states don't investigate, Congress has shown a remarkable failure to prevent the surveillance program, and the Bush administration is actually defending the program.
And they actually put forth the guy who was running it to run the CIA.
The
culture certainly seems to be very pervasive right now. This current investigation by the Public Utilities Commission of Maine, how did...
This was the brainchild of James Cowie. He had been an investigator with the Public Utilities Commission for over 18 years. And when he had a program to monitor Americans without any sort of warrant, he was extraordinarily upset. He began to do some thinking, and he crafted a 22-person complaint to the Public Utility commissions all over the country, or their equivalent. In some places, they're called public utilities boards, to monitor the telecom company's operation. And in many states, state privacy laws regarding telephone records are, that includes the state of Maine. So James Cowie crafted this complaint. That became the basis for complaints all across the country. More than 20 states joined in petitioning government entities to look into this matter. And states are proceeding. In New Jersey, the Attorney General did subpoena records from their collaboration with the National Security Agency. And in Missouri, the Public Utilities Commission information to the phone companies. In both cases, the Fed stepped in with a lawsuit. Not been so brave. They've backed off from investigating. Mission is still deliberating. And one of the commissioners said today, "I'm not intimidated by the feds. I hope that they're not intimidated by them and that they will move forward to find out, to ensure that the privacy rights of their constituents are..."
Like, to me, Shannon Bellows of the Maine Civil Liberties Union, it, this could actually, I mean, just based on the reaction by the Attorney General's office, you know, the United States government, that this may be the way we're putting all this together, because the reaction seems to be a fairly extreme reaction to what view of a public utilities commission's job is to oversee.
Well, I think the Fed. Yep, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No. Go ahead.
I think the Fed's reaction, this threat is indeed comply with state statute that gives them the authority to investigate complaints of this nature. To threaten to sue a state for doing its job, such as states' rights, should be upset.
That may put you in the what they say, politics makes strange bedfellows.
Politics. The Feds threatened to sue the state of Vermont as well because entertaining a similar request. Their Department of Public Service, the Public Service Board that has jurisdiction over telecom companies in Vermont. Its governor is a Republican, Douglas, and we don't want this kind of intrusion. I'm quoting him now. We don't want this kind of intrusion by anyone, by government or by companies. We've got to resist, and we will. In quote, by a conservative Republican who's the governor in Vermont.
Well, and I think that what we're finding in some of this is that they are grasping at straws to try to keep – it's now damage control. They can't convince the public anymore that this is truly about national security. And so now it becomes about damage control and trying to keep the, you know, as from actually making it out there. You know, I you know, put forth the idea that perhaps what may happen is that some of the wiretapping that was going on had nothing to do with the preservation of power by this current government. We may, you know, who knows what we may find out. We may find out that the last presidential campaign, you know, we may find out any number of things. But the only way that it's going to start, I believe, is that, you know, situations like what is happening there in Maine, you know, that these commissioners are not bullied by the really heavy-handed, almost mob-like tactics.
Yes, and every citizen across the country should be concerned. We're not, the government, if you're not talking to Al-Qaeda, then you're not a target. But trust us, because we're the government, just isn't good enough, particularly history of abuse of power over the last just five. And we are very concerned that could be used and will inevitably be used if there's not a check on it to consolidate political power.
Now, let me ask you this, Shanna. Have you had any contact from as far as the Maine Civil Liberties Union?
We did receive their letter that we were copied on the letter that they submitted to the Public Utilities Commission in which they threatened litigation against the commission with an investigation against the phone company. In the warrantless NSA surveillance program, I haven't been in direct contact with the feds beyond being copied on that letter.
Or what was the basis for any kind of legal action?
The basis is something called state secrets and national security. The government is saying you can't investigate this because it's a state secret. It would compromise national security. What's interesting is this is being twisted. The state secret has been an evidentiary privilege. In some cases, the federal government has been able to keep insert in the course of an investigation because of state secrets privilege. But we are seeing its application on an unprecedented scale. The government is claiming state secrets in all sorts of cases from surveillance. And we're concerned about that trend. The cornerstone of our democracy, checks and balances, to avoid dictatorship or abuse of power by any one branch, particularly the executive branch. And what we've got now to both the legislative branch and the judiciary side of this, this is none of your business because it's a matter of national feds telling the states, again, keep out of this. It's none of your business. It's a matter of national security. That's unprecedented.
Well, I totally agree. You know, it amazes me. What amazes me, and that it's been out in the public eye for as long as it has, and there hasn't been a huge public outcry. And another thing that amazes me, as long as we're talking about things that amaze me, the fact that, you know, Arlen Specter, the chair of the Senate, did such a, you know, a great game about how he's going to, has basically just knuckled under, you know, once the pressure was applied. And his, basically said that he would seek permission or program reviewed by the, wouldn't be any sort of legal, that wouldn't have any legal standing. Is that correct, or?
Yes, we're very concerned about this, often called the Cheney-Specter bill, because I had a hand in authorizing this bill and the surveillance program. We're extraordinary about where this bill would go, and we're glad that Congress is in recess, and we're hoping that kids all over the country will speak up and tell their, let's not turn this into a partisan whitewash of administration wrongdoing.
You know, which has been the case with virtually everything else that's happened. I mean, it is really, I hate to say it, but there have been times I've looked at this administration and said, we're looking at the undoing of, you know, I was doing a story earlier today that talked about how the generation really is not happy at all with what's going on, you know, that they'll bring along some more progressive ideas and move us away from this draconian kind of stuff that's going on now. Shanna, is there any way that folks can help out with this as commissioners? Is there anything that they can do to...
Absolutely. People should voice their support for complaints commissioners. If you're a Mainer, you should feel free to contact the Public Utilities Commission. They have a website. Contact information is also on our web, www.mclu.org. Just about 400 Mainers have actually added their voices. Similarly, in other states, like I said, there are over 20 similar complaints that have been lodged with utilities commissions and entities of the like across the country. State Attorney General, your State Public Utilities Commission, find out what to monitor your privacy and safeguard your privacy. Finally, complain to the phone company. As a customer, you have a voice, and you should express your opinion with a, they violated not only state, but their contract with the customers to uphold the privacy of those that use their services. So I believe here, last but not least, I know this is this on every issue, to contact your member of Congress, and often it feels like if you're living in one of those districts where your member of Congress is safe and not worried about a reelection challenge, but really, and to speak out repeatedly, call them every day until a bill passes or is defeated. If we don't put voice to our outrage, then the other side wins.
They've been doing enough of that.
Right, enough is enough. Warrantless wiretapping is un-American. It's contrary to the founding fathers erected over 200 years ago.
And, you know, it's going to take a little bit to get back to that. I mean, you know, a lot of this and these programs dismantled, and, you know, the only way that I think that can happen is if there's an opposition party elected in this fall. Or at least the beginning of that process.
Well, the ACLU is mounting an opposition to these programs, and I encourage your ACLU's website, www.aclu.org. We're mounting that opposition, and today before the Public Utilities Commission, and will continue, and the rights of Americans everywhere to be free.
Bellas of the Maine Civil Liberties Union, thank you very much for insight on this. And we'll stay in touch, and hopefully, you know, in a couple of weeks, you know, they'll come out and do the right thing.
I'm hoping it's to share then.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks for... And that was Shenna Bellows of the Maine Civil Liberties Union. If you want to support that organization, please go to mclu.org, mclu.org. We're going to go ahead and take our last day and come back and wrap this puppy up and send it on. All right? If you want to get in on the show, you'll have to do that. Bruce Birch for the Head On Radio Network. I'll be back in just a moment.
My pride, hanging out of my bed. You messing with my lies, so I bought my lid. You messing with my children, and you're screaming at my wife. If you want to get out of here alive.
When Bruce and I filled in for Bob Kincaid, we sure didn't expect a call from the decider.
I told Walmart to sell the Easter egg die kits, you know, the ones with them doors. we decided they can't support Walmart and go with what the Lord told them and buy some of them resurrection egg kits. And, you know, I found the resurrection. God spoke to me through that. God told me that we're calling it the Holy Quadraphonic. And so now I'm the fourth voice of the Holy Trinity. So I'm the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost and the Decider. I'm the Decider. I get to decide.
Don't miss Head On with Bob Kincaid, weekday, and Fourth Estate Radio with John Fox and Bruce Birch, Saturdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Did you receive an email refund? If so, don't open it. The IRS does not request personal information by email. Hi, I'm Russell George, Treasury Inspector General for Tax. The IRS and I want to warn you about folks that look real, but are not. These emails are skimming your money and identity. Fall victim to it, and you can spend months made of your good name and credit record. Help stop these crooks from ripping people off. If you get a suspicious email, ping at irs.gov. That's P-H-I-S at irs.gov. Or call us, 366-4484. Again, 6-4-4-8-4. Thank you.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing vigilance, reliability, accuracy, safety, professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals giving you the best in business, anytime, and at work. Is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you, Sun Radio Network.
Back on the Bruce Birch radio program, we just had Shenna Bellows. She was is the executive director of the Maine Civil Liberties Union. The Public Utilities Commission in Maine is doing to fight the radical right by, you know, in their NSA illegal wiretapping. Apparently there in Maine, there, you know, the word of Citizen Works, one of the commissioners said he will not be bullied by the government. You will not be bullied. Do not go quietly into the dark night. Stand and fight. Because after all, this country is worth it. And women who helped create this nation would probably look at the majority of us and say, how are they allowing this to happen to our country? How are they allowing this to happen after we fought so hard and then argued for years over the Constitution? How could they just willingly let it go and not say anything? Well, in Maine and in 20 other states, according to Ms. Bellows, there is a movement afoot to try to block this NSA spying and to try to get to the bottom of it, and the companies that are involved in it. And that's what democracy is about, folks. Democracy is about standing your ground and saying, I will not go softly into that dark night. I will stand my ground. I do believe in freedom. I do believe in the freedom of speech, the right to assemble, the freedom to have a reasonable expectation of privacy. And I will not be bullied by those who want to steal it from me. It's been great to be back on the air today. I certainly hope that you'll join me tomorrow as we get into some other issues. I'd like to thank my good friend and able producer, Zach Rebich, for doing such a wonderful job at producing the Bruce Birch radio program today. Thank you, Zach, very much. Also want to thank my good friend, John Fox, for being the chief engineer and the announcer of this radio program. He's the chief engineer of the Head On Radio Network and head web guy. Also want to thank my good friend Gene from Oregon for being the head-on headlines news ninja. Hiya! Thank you, Gene, for all you do. Also want to thank our good friend Peter Godbold of Godbold Computer Services of Tallahassee, Florida, for being our systems analyst and, all-around good guy. I also want to thank Bob and Agnes for being the glue. You know what that means. And also our good friends at the West Virginia District Council of Carpenters and Millwrights for sponsoring this radio program and all the radio programming on the Head On Radio Network. Thank you guys for all that you do to help refuel the resurgence of the American dream. And last but not least, listeners, thank you for joining me this afternoon. I really do appreciate you because you're what makes conversation radio happen every day right here on the Head On Radio Network. And last but not least, as I do each and every afternoon, remember, folks, it's your democracy, too. And it's not a spectator sport. This has been Bruce Birch for the Bruce Birch radio program. I will see you tomorrow.